Now, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions is calling for new regulations to protect workers from the impacts of artificial intelligence in the workplace. Addressing an Oireachtas committee this morning, ICTU Social Policy Officer Dr. Laura Bambrick said there were immense opportunities offered by AI, but without appropriate regulation, the technology poses potential risks to workers. Dr. Bambrick joins us now. Potential risks, Dr. Bambrick, tell us more.
Thanks, Gavin. So what we were saying is twofold to the committee today, that really we need regulations in place very similar to the way we have standard regulations across the EU around health and safety in the workplace. We need those for when we're using AI in the workplace. And that's just to make sure that the AI that we're using isn't amplifying the biases and perpetrating the stereotypes that we have that are familiar through the use of AI, so that workers' rights have to keep pace with this change in technology. And the second major point that we have is we have to start preparing now for technological unemployment. And that's not us saying that AI is going to mean a jobless future, but there will be winners and losers, as there has been with all other technologies, improvements in technologies. So we really have to work on upskilling the workforce, that they're able to use these new AIs, but where jobs are displaced and whole industries are displaced, we're going to have to be in a position to retrain those workers to benefit from future jobs.
Now, I'm looking at some of the other evidence given today. Professor Gregory O'Hare, head of the School of Computer Science at Trinity College, citing a recent Goldman Sachs study which found that two-thirds of all US occupations will be impacted. He warned that journalism, media, law, academia, architecture, marketing professions will all be profoundly impacted. Siobhan Madigan is sitting in front of me here doing the sports news shortly. Should me and Siobhan be worried about our jobs now?
Yeah, neither me or Siobhan or yourself, Gavin, are very future-proofed. But what we do know is that when jobs are displaced in previous technological advances, new jobs get created, jobs that we can't even imagine at the moment. So we really need to work on our lifelong skills. And that's something where Ireland falls down. As a worker, you don't have a statutory right to paid leave from your employer. You need your employer to be proactive and training you, and the OECD has told Ireland that they should really look into making this a statutory right for workers.
Dr. Laura Bambrick, ICTU Social Policy Officer, thank you very much for talking to us today.